This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. FBI calls it a terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado. We have the story.
Two people injured in a shooting in North Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Take a look at traffic now with Jad Chambers. Something's going on our streets of the city.
That's right. We've just been told that northbound Meridian is closed at Kellogg. Southbound Meridian closed at Maple due to an accident that happened earlier. Again, that's the 500 block of South Maple where that accident happened. Again, it's closed. You can't get through there. Northbound closed at Meridian, northbound closed at Kellogg. Northbound Meridian closed at Kellogg. Southbound Meridian closed at Maple.
It looks like a pickup has run into a house there.
Yep.
Police have arrested Mohammed Sabri Solomon for allegedly firebombing a group of pro-Israeli protesters in Boulder, Colorado Sunday. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
A man is in police custody after he reportedly set people on fire in Boulder, Colorado, in what officials are calling an anti-Semitic attack. The FBI now says at least 8 people, ages 52 to 88, were hurt. At least one of those victims is said to be in critical condition. Witnesses say the 45-year-old suspect used a makeshift flamethrower and tossed Molotov cocktails into the crowd. He also allegedly yelled, quote, "Free Palestine." The FBI describes the incident as a terror attack.
This suspect is from Egypt and arrived in the United States in 2022. The Department of Homeland Security tells Fox News he overstayed his visa.
Yesterday morning, a shooter opened fire on a party in Catawba County, North Carolina, injuring at least a dozen people and killing one person. Major Aaron Turk with the Sheriff's Office says those attending the party were young adults.
We have identified some people that were here that were under the age of 21 in their teenage years, and then persons in their 20s and older.
Turk says at least 80 shots were fired. Crime scene spans about 2 acres. No arrests have been made.
Two people were injured in a shooting in North Wichita Sunday night. 911 dispatch confirming the shooting occurred in the 2600 block of North Park Place shortly before 11 p.m. Sunday. It appears the victims may be an adult and a child. These are non-life-threatening injuries.
A shooting early Saturday morning in northeast Wichita leaves one person with minor injuries.
It happened around 12:45 a.m. Saturday. Officers patrolling in the area heard multiple gunshots. As officers searched for the source of the shots, a disturbance call came in from the 4,000 block of East Vesta near 13th and Hillside. Officers arrived to find a large gathering in the area, then heard additional gunshots. The gunfire struck 2 homes, and initially no victims were reported at the scene. But around 2 hours later, an 18-year-old man arrived at a local hospital. He was struck by flying glass while reportedly inside a vehicle that had been fired upon. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
No arrests made in this case.
Ukraine targeted Russian planes and air bases in a drone attack. In an operation, the Security Service of Ukraine, or SBU, has named Spiderweb. Fox's Stephanie Bennett reports.
Ukraine claims to have destroyed more than 40 Russian bomber planes. It's a major setback for Moscow, who uses these almost daily to attack Ukraine. President Zelensky said it was part of a large-scale operation that took more than a year and a half to execute. Drones were transported in containers carried by trucks to get deep into the country. Several Russian air bases were targeted, one of which is 2,500 miles from the Ukrainian border. But in response, Russia's defense ministry has called the terrorist attacks and claims that some participants involved have been detained. No casualties reported.
The SBU says the attack caused over $2 billion in damage. The attack comes after Russia bombed Ukraine with drones and missiles Saturday night into Sunday morning. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas State baseball trying to keep the season alive yesterday. We'll check in, see how the Wildcats did in sports.
Where's the beef? A new burger themed around President Trump is growing in Texas. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. Good morning, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock here at KNSS. 64 degrees. At least 31 people were killed and more than 170 wounded Sunday, as large crowds were on their way to receive food in the Gaza Strip, health officials and witnesses say. And witnesses say Israeli forces fired toward the crowds just before dawn, around a kilometer from an aid site run by an Israeli-backed foundation. Israel's military denied its forces fired at civilians near or within the site of the southern city of Rafah.
Russian and Ukrainian officials meeting today in Turkey for a second round of peace talks.
These negotiations come after possibly Ukraine's most audacious move of the war so far. Drones smuggled into Russia and hidden under the roofs of wooden cabins struck 40 warplanes on the ground at air bases, some thousands of miles from the Ukrainian border. Not many people think these talks will lead to a breakthrough. The two sides are far apart in demands. Russia has so far rejected Ukraine's call for an unconditional ceasefire before negotiating a long-term truce. Kyiv's accused Vladimir Putin of stalling for time. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Hurricane season is here, and artificial intelligence wants to keep you safe.
New AI products are taking their cracks at predicting tropical cyclones, and even the team of federal forecasters at the National Hurricane Center are interested in what it can do for them, Center Director Michael Brennan on the Fox News Rundown podcast.
We're starting to pull them in and evaluate them in our system this year, compare them to the traditional modeling we use, and see how they might be used to supplement us as part of our tool set going forward.
Storm data devised by AI could be used to calculate storm tracks, watches, and warnings. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Where's the beef? A new burger themed around President Trump is growing in Texas.
The restaurant chain Trump Burger features burgers branded with the president's name, American flags, even red, white, and blue color drinks. The menu includes the classic Trump Burger, 8 ounces of Angus beef, cheddar cheese, lettuce, onions, and tomato, and a special sauce. And then there's the Trump Tower. That features 16 ounces of Angus beef with all the toppings. There's also a First Lady chicken sandwich and even a Biden burger. Trump Burger currently has 4 locations, including Belleville and Houston. The store's also offering Trump-related merchandise for diners to purchase. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The dispatchers out there are asking motorists to avoid Meridian. And this is Meridian between Kellogg and Maple. There's been a traffic accident in there, and at least one vehicle drove into a building. They're still trying to sort things out, and they've closed the road. So they've asked people to avoid the area, but you won't be able to get through there. It is Meridian is closed northbound at Kellogg and southbound at Maple. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
7:11 now, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Time for the forecast with Storm P12 meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve and Ted.
Welcome
you guys
aboard.
Ready for some more storms?
Oh, yeah, we're ready.
We're always ready for that. Yeah, we like that.
Yeah, nobody wants to have their sleep interrupted by thunderstorms, but looks like we're going to be in for another round of active weather as we move through this upcoming week. Got a good chance of storms later on tonight. Looks like again tomorrow. And then later this week, thunderstorms on the horizon. Good news, we probably won't see a lot of severe weather this week. I think we'll see some gusty winds later on tonight. There's a chance of some small hail again tomorrow. But we'll reach a high today of 87 with winds out of the south. Pretty gusty this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms after 11 o'clock tonight. Some of the rainfall might be briefly heavy. The low dropping to 69. And then scattered thunderstorms return tomorrow. Again, the rain could be heavy in spots. The chance of severe weather mostly off to the south and east of Wichita will see 77. And we do dry out briefly on Wednesday with some sunshine in the afternoon and a high of 74. Right now in Wichita, we've got a nice start here to a Monday morning. We're at 61 degrees. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
You know, Ross, Saturday. Everybody in my neighborhood, I got out first, but everybody in my neighborhood mowed their lawn Saturday. we better go where we can get it done, you know?
Yeah, you got to strike when the iron's hot because the opportunities are few and far between.
All right, so we got River Festival going on. If folks want to know what's going on, you may pay attention to Storm Team 12, and they'll know what's happening, right?
Yeah, that's right. I think we're going to have a good day today, and well, tomorrow's kind of touchy, but I think there'll be some more dry weather mixed in there later this week. But, you know, it's Riverfest. It's got to rain at some point.
That's right. Riverfest. That's right. Take your umbrella. All right. Thank you, Ross. Appreciate it, sir. That's Ross Jansen with the Storm Team. I'm never going to get that right. Storm Team 12. I say that 10 times rapidly. We have a new partner. And Storm Team 12, also 12 News, 12 Sports. They're with us.
Glad about that. Glad we're on board.
We are.
Yeah.
We'll be looking forward to Ross's update every morning about this time. There you go.
Very nice.
7:14 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Today is the Monday, June 2nd, 2025. On this date, 72 years ago, 1953, the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II was held at Westminster Abbey. First one to be televised. Every now and then they'll show the film of what happened that day. And then she reigned longer than anybody in history.
Yeah.
And so there was the coronation.
Just up until a few years ago.
You know, we have a birthday of a guy who on television played one of the biggest doofuses that ever lived. Jerry Mathers is 77 years old today. That's right. The Beaver.
Theodore Cleaver.
Leave it to Beaver. I like the show, but, you know, he was always kind of a – and then his brother Tony trying to make up for it. He had Tony's buddies. The one I liked was Clifford what was his name? Glumpy. Lumpy Rutherford.
Lumpy Rutherford.
I like Lumpy.
Another one of the characters from the neighborhood.
And his dad.
Yeah.
There's some good characters on that show. Loved watching that when we were growing. Of course, you had June, the mom, who always vacuumed in pearls. And the dad, what was his name?
It was the world Ward. Of the 1950s displayed on television.
Ward Cleaver. Who could be kind of a jerk now and then. Wasn't he born in Lawrence?
He was
actor?
A Kansas native, yes.
Yeah, that actor. All right.
Hugh Beaumont.
Let's see here. I wanted to share this with our listeners. Oh, I shared that. I wanted to share something else. How about River Festival schedule for today?
Okay, what's up?
A variety of activities.
Day four.
All-day inflatables. That's the one that Ted likes a lot. Art projects and special performances. The Ulrich Museum Art will have their Make It, Take It Art event. That's from 6 to 8 p.m. And there will be performances by ICT Princesses, Snow White, Beauty Princess from 7 to 9 p.m. Dizzy's Twisted Balloons and Special KZ Bubble Fun. I'll be featured from 7 to 8:30 this evening, so there you go. Weather permitting, I'm sure. So we could get some rain on that.
All sorts of things going on.
7:16, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS on a Monday morning. Let's take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward, sir.
College baseball, the NCAA tournament. A lot of action at 16 regional sites all over the nation this weekend. KU bowed out in two games. Lost both their games. KU is out Saturday. K-State stayed alive until yesterday. Kansas State taking on the number two ranked team in the nation, Texas, at Texas. And it did not go well from the start. K-State was down 6-0 in the first inning and could not recover. Texas won that game 15-8.
Kansas State's season comes to an end with a record of 32-26, but the Wildcats did make the NCAA tournament now for two straight seasons. Here's K-State head coach Pete Hughes.
This was a rewarding season, obviously. We want to keep playing baseball, but to be able to be here as a regional team and reload, not rebuild, you know, with everything that we lost from last year and maintain the high level of success, that's a mark of a national program. So I'm really proud of these guys. We had a ton of new guys from all over the place adapt to our culture, which is the strongest thing in our program, and it leads you to play in June. And so we did it again with different people, and that says a lot about our program and our brand.
K-State out, and then the team that beat K-State is also out. Second-ranked Texas lost on home field last night to the champions of the American Athletic Conference. UTSA beat Texas. So it's the Roadrunners that move on to the super regional round. Minor League Baseball yesterday afternoon. I was on hand at Equity Bank Park. Enjoyed a beautiful afternoon. 2,900 fans on hand to see the Wichita Windsurds shut out the last place Tulsa Drillers 6-0 to wrap up the homestand. Wichita won 2 out of 3 as three Wichita pitchers combined for a 6-hit shutout. Nice. And even though Wichita only got 4 hits on the day, Tulsa pitchers issued 13 walks. So that helps as Wichita wins at 6-0. 4 teams, including Wichita, now within 1 game of first place in the division as we're getting close to the end of the first half to get a playoff spot. So it'll be a very interesting, meaningful next few weeks trying to get that playoff spot in the division in the Texas League North. Off day today for Wichita, getting ready for a week on the road. Major League Baseball yesterday afternoon, the Kansas City Royals at home at Kauffman Stadium hosting the number one team in the major leagues, the Detroit Tigers. Once again, runs were, well, I shouldn't use the word runs plural. It was run. Just one run scored in this game, just like on Saturday. Denny Matthews with the analysis in the postgame.
1-0 Detroit final score, even though the Royals outhit them 9-5, but the only run of the game back in the third inning. Leading off, Zach McKinstry. He tripled and hit it well, got 3 bases out of it, and scored on a wild pitch. And that was the only tally. So 1-0 Royals yesterday, 1-0 Detroit today.
Man, can't get your pitcher a win if you don't score any runs. Chris Bubich went 7 innings, only gave up the 1 run, but he lost. He's 5-3 on the season with a 1.4 earned run average. 24,000 at the game at Kauffman Stadium yesterday on a nice day. The Royals dropped 2 out of 3 to the Tigers in this series. You heard the game, of course, yesterday on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. An off day today for the Royals heading out on the road. Minor League Baseball, former Wichita State Shocker Luke Ritter with another good day in the minors. He's in AAA with the New York Mets. Luke had played starting in second base, 2-for-4 on the day, scored twice. Former Shocker Luke Ritter, nice day in AAA with the Mets. And a happy birthday today, happy 39th birthday to former Wichita Wingnuts catcher JT Wise, 39 today. Got a couple of Wichita connections. Of course, played for the Wingnuts. He was on the championship team for the Wingnuts in 2014. And 5 years before that, JT Wise won the Johnny Bench Award right here in Wichita. Yeah. He's the best college catcher in the nation. He played for LSU. JT Wise played 600 games in the minor leagues. Never got higher than AAA. Never got to the bigs.
Wow.
Former Wingnuts catcher, JT Wise. It's his birthday. He is 39 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:21 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. If you're a man, health experts want you to go see a doctor this month. Right away. Do it quick. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 7:29 here on this Monday morning. 64 degrees. As the Senate prepares to take up the House's big, beautiful bill, one Republican senator says he hopes there will be a lot of scrutiny.
Wisconsin GOP Senator Ron Johnson says there are problems he has with the House bill.
He thinks it will add to the federal debt and that it doesn't go far enough to cut spending. That's why on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, he said there must be a painstaking approach if there are to be Senate changes.
We literally have to go through a couple thousand lines of the federal budget, probably hundreds of lines beneath each one of those lines. You have to take the time and do it. Doe shows how to do it, contract by contract, line by line.
Senator Johnson says he's putting together facts and figures on the House bill and hopes to unveil it at a hearing before the Senate votes on the measure. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Two women were killed when two cars collided Friday on Highway 24 in North Topeka. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports one driver lost control, went into a ditch, drove back onto the roadway, and crashed into a second car. The drivers of both cars killed. They are identified as 22-year-old Anya Turner and 32-year-old Andrea Starr, both from Topeka.
One of the Trump administration's major focuses has been on immigration and deporting those who are in this country illegally. U.S. Senator Dr. Roger Marshall recently visited the southern border and talks about why he made the trip.
Why I wanted to go down there is for 4 years I'd been calling for the White House to send our military to help support the border police, that they were just overwhelmed, and we finally did it, and they ended up sending 700 troops from our own Fort Riley, Kansas. And I wanted to go down there and tell them thank you. And I wanted to go down and tell the Border Patrol thank you as well. And I just want to congratulate President Trump, the Border Patrol, the military. They're doing a heck of a job. And all that being said, we still have drugs being smuggled across, right, and human trafficking is still going. So we got work to do, but it's 95% better.
Senator Marshall was a guest Sunday night on the John Whitmer Show on KNSS.
A former police chief turned convict in Arkansas is still on the run after escaping prison. Fox's Brooke Taylor is in Gateway, Arkansas, reporting that police have no leads despite multiple sightings.
Grant Hardin escaped prison last Sunday, leaving many people wondering what is taking so long to find him, especially because this is a convicted murderer and rapist that is just on the run and could really be anywhere. The Department of Correction says they have received a ton of calls from people about possible sightings, but no possible leads about where he could be. Hardin has law enforcement experience. He was once the police chief in the small town of Gateway. In 2017, he was convicted of murder. His DNA then linked him to an unsolved rape of an elementary school teacher back in 1997.
The reward for information leading to Hardin's arrest now doubled. It's a combined $25,000.
President Trump wants money earmarked for Harvard to go to trade schools.
The Trump administration is freezing billions of dollars in federal research grants to Harvard, and the president says he has a plan where to send that funding.
I'd like to see a lot of money going into trade schools. I've always felt that, and we probably found our pot of gold, and that's what's been wasted at places like Harvard, and the money's been wasted.
Harvard has emerged as a top target for President Trump, who claims the school is not doing enough to protect Jewish students from anti-Semitism. The school is suing the administration over canceling grants and revoking its ability to enroll foreign students. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A study found mothers are having trouble with their mental health. Fox's Alexandria Hoff with details.
The moms are not all right. A new study from JAMA shows a shocking decline in the mental health of mothers. They studied nearly 200,000 mothers with children under 18 and found as of 2023, 1 in 12 rated their mental health as fair or poor. Additionally, only a quarter of moms say their mental health is excellent. That's down from 38% in 2016. Researchers didn't look into the reasons why mothers are struggling, but experts point to a number of theories, including limited access to mental health care, social isolation, and a rise in substance use disorders, along with stressors like lack of access to child care and overall financial strain. While it can be difficult to balance it all, experts say prioritizing mental health is important because it can have a trickle-down effect on the development of kids.
Study also found that fathers saw a decline in mental health but fared better than mothers. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny, breezy, and arguably hot today, a high of 88. That puts us 4 degrees above the norm. South winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Look for some showers and storms to arrive after midnight. Overnight low 68. Continuous showers and storms on Tuesday. Breezy and cooler, high 77. Partly cloudy and middle 70s on Wednesday. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now we have a clear sky, 64 degrees. At a south wind at 7 miles per hour, at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. 7:34 here on a Monday morning with Steve and Ted. It is time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How's your weekend?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I'll bet you were very busy with the Riverfest, weren't you?
I was. I hope that you guys have made it out to Riverfest. It started on Friday with the Sundown Parade. That was lots of fun. Then there was a really packed Riverfest on Saturday with Flo Rida, that concert. And then yesterday was the I Choose Wichita events. And so I'm looking forward to seeing these videos. So one of the things we're challenging people with Riverfest, City of Wichita, and USC 259 is to share a video that says, I choose Wichita because, and you can hashtag I choose Wichita. And we're going to choose the best video on Saturday, and there's going to be a fun little prize for someone that makes a fun video of why you choose Wichita. And why do you guys choose Wichita?
Wichita chose me. I don't know.
Yeah, we're from here.
We're here. We're natives.
You still get to choose it. So,
oh, we still do. Yeah, okay.
Say why.
You mean, oh, really? I can't choose Harper? Okay.
No,
why would we choose Wichita?
It's very family oriented.
It is.
It's home, and it's a great place to live. When you go other places, you realize how crummy the traffic is,
yeah,
and how the water doesn't taste any good. And so we love being here.
Is that
Thank
enough,
you, Steve and Ted? Yes.
And I'm here because my wife lives here. So there you go.
Family. So I think that the theme right there just reminds me that yesterday was Family Fun Day, and we hope that that becomes a tradition every Sunday of Riverfest so that folks can come out with their kiddos and grandparents. And tonight, I think it's going to be another great night. So there's Gospel Fest this evening. Wednesday is Military Salute. Thursday is the big Cajun night. Friday is Fiesta del Rio. And of course, the end of Riverfest is this Saturday. So there will be fireworks both Wednesday and Saturday.
It's always a great party, all more than a week long here in Wichita. But Mayor, what is this? What's the economic impact? I mean, there's we get a lot of visitors coming to town, and it's a good thing for the economy, right?
Oh, absolutely. Not only do Wichitans get to celebrate our community, which is a great community building event, it also attracts people from out of town to come and do activities in the downtown core. I know that restaurants around the area also have seen individuals come to eat. And so I think it's always a great idea to have things that not only are benefit for the residents of our community, but also attracts visitors into our community, because that's a lot of economic impact.
What's the I know that tomorrow is a city council meeting, and you're going to have it's going to be an evening meeting. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. As you know, last year I wanted to really push for more evening meetings. So this year we have 4 evening meetings. This will be the second one. So tomorrow at 6 p.m. we will have our city council meeting, and this is going to be very focused. We heard the feedback. People wanted to have more of a topic to discuss. So tomorrow's topic to discuss will be property maintenance codes. So this is think about tenants, think about those that own property and what they should be doing in order to maintain healthy and good quality housing. And so we want to hear from community members. The last time that we have talked about this code was back with a last council, which was in August of 2023.
Well, it's not an especially exciting topic, but on the other hand, it's very important, I think. Very important topic. So good luck.
We do hear a lot from individuals, whether it's overgrown weed in front of someone's lawn, if it's boarded up houses, if it's, you know, possibly not great conditions inside apartments. What are people's rights? And so we want to hear from community about those topics. And again, tomorrow, Tuesday, June 3rd, 6 p.m. will be our council meeting. And then I do want to include that the following day, Wednesday, June 4th at 5 p.m., I will get to host USD 259 Board President Diane Albert and Sedgwick County Chairman Ryan Beatty here at City Hall on Wednesday for a town hall meeting. And so this town hall will be different than town halls that you've been to in the past. This town hall will really focus around shared services, and it will be facilitated by the Kansas Leadership Center.
Yeah, I saw that. It came in my North Riverside News that they got on my door yesterday. It announced the fact that you are going to have a talk about shared services, and the three of you. Is there going to be, I imagine there's going to be some pretty good discussion there.
Yes, and we really encourage people to come to this. The community has been asking us how to be a much more effective and efficient government as a city of Wichita. Well, you'll also get to hear from county, and you'll get to hear from USD 259 through the three electeds. And so this is a great opportunity. Come and have a discussion. And again, it's Wednesday, June 4th at 5 p.m.
All right. Ted, got anything for the mayor?
Did you schedule these nighttime events during River Festival on purpose, or just the way this is working out?
It's the way it's working out.
Okay.
All right. Well,
well, you can come do a meeting and then head over to Riverfest.
There
you
go. Exactly.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Mayor. Thanks for being with us. We'll check with you again next week. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Mondays with the Mayor. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. 7:40, Ted. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update today. And let's see. What's Kirk going to be talking about? Whoa. Walmart renovating Kansas Supercenter.
Okay.
That's on the way with Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:45 now on this Monday morning. Three big things. Nationwide gas prices up 4 cents in the past 2 weeks to an average of $3.26 a gallon. Two people injured in a shooting on North Park Place in Wichita. Injuries described as non-life-threatening.
One.
FBI calls it an act of terrorism in Boulder, Colorado, when a man lights himself and 8 others on fire. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Continue to avoid the area. This is Meridian, 500 block of South Meridian. They've actually got Meridian closed, so you're going to have to avoid this due to a traffic accident. They've got Meridian closed southbound at Maple, northbound at Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 87 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 68. Tuesday, 100% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 76 degrees. Now a clear sky, south wind at 7 miles per hour. 64 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning here. A pillar of the community in San Francisco has been charged with several murders.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. San Francisco police making the biggest single cold case break in department history, charging a community activist in 4 separate murders spanning 2 decades. 44-year-old Shantek Harris is charged with 4 counts of murder and other charges. Harris, along with 48-year-old Sean Britton, are accused of killing Perry Bradstreet on January 18, 2002. Police say Bradstreet was robbed, carjacked, and shot as he ran away. The suspects are accused of then setting his car on fire. Then, a month later, police say Harris killed a man named Lorenzo Richards. And in July of 2002, police say he killed witness Gerald White to prevent his testimony in the Bradstreet murder case. The fourth charge stems from the August 10th, 2019 shooting of Dietrich Whitley at a community center block party. The case was dropped on self-defense grounds only to be refiled now. It's not clear what new evidence prosecutors dug up to bring charges in the cold cases. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
On Wall Street Friday, stocks closed out their best month of trading since 2023.
Google back in federal court Friday, the Justice Department filing an antitrust lawsuit against the search engine giant, hoping to ban its exclusivity agreements and force the sale of its Chrome browser. Dell Technologies is raising its forecast for the year. The maker of computers and software says it's seeing increased demand for its servers used in AI. Shares of Cooper Companies are tanking. It's one of the worst performing stocks on the S&P 500 Friday. This comes after the contact lens maker lowered its full-year organic growth forecast. Stocks ending Friday mixed, the Dow finishing up 54, S&P 500 down almost half a point, NASDAQ down 62. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Walmart renovating Kansas Supercenters. Now the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. We told you last month that Walmart was renovating 15 of its Kansas Supercenters, including one in Wichita and another in Augusta. Now the retail giant says it will put fuel stations in at the 53rd Street North and Meridian location. A planning document filed with the City, County, Metropolitan Area Building and Construction Department says the project is worth $3.9 million. 20 fuel pumps are planned at 53rd and Meridian, and a Walmart spokesperson tells us another fueling center could be in the offing for another Walmart in the Wichita area. Stay tuned. The latest report from the General Aviation Manufacturers Association says Wichita's Textron Aviation experienced an increase in deliveries but a dip in billings year over year in the first quarter. Textron Aviation delivered 128 non-military aircraft in Q1. That's 20 more than the same quarter in 2024. Billings, however, came in at $639 million compared to $748 million in Q1 of 24. A 2% year-over-year improvement in revenue is attributed to better production than 24, when the company was rebounding from a month-long machinist strike. Textron Aviation is the city's second largest employer with about 10,700 employees working locally. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
You talk about Walmart renovation, actually just improving the fact that these are gasoline pumps, right? They're not electric chargers that are going
they're gas pumps.
I wonder how you improve a Walmart interior design. It's pretty no frills inside a Walmart, I think.
You go from blue to maybe a different shade of blue. I'm not sure.
Green, something like that. Okay. All right. So how was your weekend? You have a good weekend?
Had a good weekend. Saw the daughter up in Lawrence. Did some what we call town hopping, going around some different towns and seeing what they have to offer. And had a great time. Yeah.
I would take it your daughter. Is she going to school there at KU?
She just graduated and is going to continue living up there, much to her mother's consternation.
Yeah. Well, just tell her she has to come home. Or she'll be grounded.
The last time we tried to tell her to do something.
Yeah, there you go. I got you. I know. Yeah, my son was up there at KU for 4 years, and Shelly and I did enjoy going up there a couple, three times a year just to hang out with him and spend a little time that way. It's a great place to go. Great school, too. So how about that?
And we went into the town of Leavenworth on Saturday, and, of course, country music fans will know that's where Melissa Etheridge is from. Okay. And it was Melissa Etheridge's birthday, so one of the shops we visited had a big Melissa Etheridge celebration, and because I knew the name of one Melissa Etheridge song, we won a candle.
Hey!
Oh, man. So, well, I tell you.
You're so lucky. You got it's Leavenworth, and you got a candle.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a candle.
There's a candle that smells like the Missouri River.
No, but it smells like Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, so that's good. That's always good. All right. Today is National I Love My Dentist Day, specifically dedicated to dentists from all over the world for all the fantastic work that they do to keep us smiling. I did not write this. National I Love My Dentist Day is celebrated to show your love for your dentist. This is a day as a symbol of appreciation for all dentists and their services. I got a couple of good dentists, but I'm going to go see one this afternoon. I'm going to see Dr. Meng. And since I mentioned this on the radio, she'll probably
with Meng.
She only charged me half a crown for a crown there. There you go. But anyway, yeah, Dennis, what would you do without him? All right, have you done anything with the River Festival there, Kirk?
Not yet. Kim and I are planning on a couple of visits on the weeknights this week.
Weeknights. All right.
Okay, that's Noah, all. We live it up.
Yeah, Noah, food court footlong for you at lunchtime?
Yeah, footlong, yeah. No. Actually, that's a pretty good idea. It wouldn't be a bad walk, yeah.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a good idea.
Very good. All right. Thank you, sir. That's the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff at the Wichita Business Journal. Just wanted to mention real quick here that I want to give you a chance to win a golf for two in Crestview Country Club. Score a round for two with a cart at Crestview. Yeah, play some golf. Next, just text the keyword golf, spelling G-O-L-F, to 20357 to enter. You can only enter once in a 24-hour period. One winner picked every Friday through June. So
okay.
Golf for two at Crestview. Message and data rates apply. And
there you go.
Go play golf, courtesy of us here at KNSS.
Yeah, do that.
All right, coming up here.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In the 8 o'clock hour, stay with us this morning. Steve and Ted have the latest on a terror firebomb attack in Boulder, Colorado. Ted has sports on the way.
Yeah, we'll see how K-State did yesterday at the NCAA baseball tournament. Talk about the Wildcats coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news. The Blur's coming up, too.
Yeah, our first Blur in the month of June, so we'll get you caught up. And we have a really good song anniversary today, so we're looking forward to that. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have back-to-work traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.